Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Violet Flame Saturday. This is Jewel. I'm your host today, and we are joining together for some prayers and decrees to the Ascended Masters, the Ascended Host, who are taking care of things behind the scenes and bringing us beautiful teachings through various messengers over the ages. And coming more and more into the fore these days as we feel their presence and maybe sometimes feel like they've stepped back so that we can actually pick up our mantle and actually be the masters in embodiment, which we are. So this show is about celebrating who that person really is inside, that oneness. Today our show is about oneness and unity with Archangel Michael. And Micah. Micah is the son of Archangel Michael and Faith, and he is the angel of unity, one of my favorite decrees for sure. And coming together into that oneness of unity with God, with our higher self, with our divine presence. And however you got here to this show today and listening, whether you came through the yogic path or come through the churches, we are finding different ways up the mountain. We are finding our own connection to that oneness. So I'm going to introduce my co-host and partner in life and husband, Michael Purity. Good morning. Happy Violet Flame Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. Om Namah Shivaya. The destruction of the illusion. We are separated from the divine. Another opportunity for me and all of those gathering today on inner and outer levels. Thank you so much to our listeners, our co-creators with God, and all the victorious divine beings joining us today. Elemental life, fire, earth, air, and water. In this cycle, in this circle of awakening to our oneness, oneness with our divine self within. This is a lovely service, a very important one, oneness and unity with God within all life. And perhaps we may even find, I believe, that as we attain to this reality that life is one, not one in the ego perspective, but one with God within, that we will find ourselves living a golden way of being, perhaps even the golden age beginning today in our own hearts in a way we see. Life is one. The synchronicities increase. The love in our lives increases. We start to be able to feel the love that God is, or the faith, or the hope, the charity, the feelings of enthusiasm, and even the greatness of God within us today through our relating to others, our relating to nature, and our relating together in this service here with these Violet Flame Saturday decrees. These beautiful teachings that even come through, both through the decree and also on the inner level, receiving today a great gift from the karmic board of a further understanding, the flame of oneness and unity. And finally, I'll mention diversity. Diversity in the oneness. We find our individuality in our oneness with God. And therefore, we are all a requirement to bring in this great golden age. We all have a piece of the puzzle, and we all have gifts and talents remaining to be unfolded in our souls, treasures in our souls unfold. Victory, God, victory for those so bold. Thank you so much, beloved God, victorious Jewel Faith, for helping co-create this service and running the service today. And we have some co-creators calling in. So back to you, Jewel.
Thank you, Michael. And next up, we have our beloved sister, Sarah Nada, who's over in the East Coast. Welcome. Welcome to your Violet Flame Saturday, my friend.
Oh, God, victory. Om Namah Shivaya. Happy Violet Flame Saturday to each and every being on Freedom Star and to Freedom Star herself. And I am here to pray and offer my love to all of the beings of God. And I am so grateful to be here, to have the opportunity to be in service. Thank you to the Ascended Masters who are sponsoring Ascension Now. Thank you to all of Ascension Now. Thank you, beloved Sister Jewel, for leading and facilitating. And thank you to all the prayer givers and all who give loving kindness on this planet and in all of God's creation. And I'm so glad to be praying for Massachusetts and for myself and for all of my brothers and sisters and all of life, and the unity of just my connection to all of God's, all that God has created is of one. And though I agree the diversity that we get to have, the uniqueness that God made each and every one of us, and yet this amazing connection, what I do affects all. And so glad to be here. Om Namah Shivaya.
Good to have you, Sarah. And our 5, I'm just unmuting you, 510-692. I think that is our beloved brother in holding things down in Berkeley. Good morning. Welcome to St. Saturday. Or maybe not.
Bon dia, Om Namah Shivaya. It is I. And thank you, yes. And it is the Saturn's day here, so we are here to become aware and to purify within the structure of life on Earth. And we have our new moon coming up tomorrow, so it's a lot about nurturing new beginnings, as I understand from the Vedic astrology. So good timing. Good to hear your voice, and thank you. And I'm here to decree, and we'll see how long I last. I have a family event scheduled today, and I'm not quite sure when we need to get going. But there you go. Much love to you guys, and Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you, Jason, for joining us and bringing your presence to the service. And indeed, we have a Pisces moon coming up. It's a new moon in Pisces. They can call it the dark moon as well. So there might have been a few things come up for us in the last few days of anything we want to shed before we start the new beginning. So it's up and down, the astrology. And yes, it's definitely feeling like a new beginning. Spring is springing everywhere, even up here in the mountains. And it's a good time to really go deep and contemplate, do some ceremony, do some rituals, and pray when the portals open like this. And if everybody can mute themselves when they're not talking, that'd be great. And also next up is our brother, Miles is holding things down, I think, in Santa Cruz Market. Welcome to Violet Flame Saturday.
Aloha. Thank you. Happy to be here. Indeed, nice to hear everybody's beautiful voice and feel their heart. And God, victory, the Freedom Star. My name is Miles Katumi, and I've come to do the will of God. And I'm come that all might have life, they might have it more abundantly. Grateful to pray for oneness and harmony with all life as we consecrate this Holy Violet Flame Saturday with this beloved Sangha of Ascension Now. God, victory over to you in the studio, beloved Jewel. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you for making it work, everybody. And coming together with family, I just want to send out a blessing to my birth family, the Phillips and Singleton family, who will be having their funeral for my brother-in-law, who I've known since I was 10 years old, my older sister's husband, who passed away, and we'll be having his funeral on Monday, so we can send some blessings for Stanley Phillips, also for our brother David Robinette, who both passed away of heart failure, and we, of course, miss those beautiful people in our lives. So God bless to those memorials and gatherings around our brothers and sisters who are moving on to the new realm. We're going to greet our wonderful Divine Mother Presence, who has been here all along and has produced a lot of work for Ascension Now, holding it down. And we are so spread out. It's wonderful. We are spread across the United States of America right now. God bless America. Thank you to Rhonda for being in beloved Texas. Welcome to Violet Flame Saturday.
God day, it is wonderful to be so spread out, and it brings unity for the whole world when we are, as well as all the people who join us on inner and outer levels. It's wonderful to be here, and I am grateful to be part of this service today.
Thank you, Rhonda. Very welcome. Good to have you. And God bless Texas and Florida, who are getting quite a lot of heat right now. And last but certainly not least, 310, Mr. Hercules himself over in Colorado. So another state represented. Welcome, Kian, to our show.
God day, God victory. Happy to be here again for another very powerful Violet Flame Saturday. Looking forward to really calling in that oneness and unity and feeling the sword of truth to illuminate our victory today and always. Om Namah Shivaya.
God victory. So let's, before we move into our book club, we just, most of us are regulars here. We are going to switch over to whatever, most of us know these. We're going to do our Cube of Light. It is not in the book club, so anybody listening in the archives or listening in, you can go to anow.org. That's www.anow.org for the Tube of Light. That will pull down many decrees and find the Tube of Light, the opening of the R version that we received, not ours, but the received version from the Ascended Masters in this movement of the Lord's Prayer and the Mother Mary and the I Am affirmations. And we'll light our candle and bring light into the service before we open our invitation. So I'll ask Michael to start us off. And this morning, with just to be really on it, you know, and that we're not fumbling around and keeping it nice and smooth, but also gathering momentum with the decrees, if we could just call on the two people you're going to call on immediately before you start your decree and say, these are the two people following, if you can remember who's here. We have Rhonda, we have Kian, we have Jason, we have Miles, we have Sarah, we have myself, Jewel, and Michael so far. Okay. And Jason will call on you early because I know you have to go. So Michael, if you can set us off with the Tube of Light, please.
Okay, everyone, just centering in our hearts, calling in the light of the Archangelic Realm, Elohim, and the Ascended Host, calling for our mighty I Am presence in Christ Self right now to come into oneness with us. And God victorious in the name I Am that I Am, Christ protection, impenetrable, invisible, invincible, violet flame, blue flame, all the rays of victory, shields around our four lower bodies, entire consciousness, being and world. Only our mighty I Am presence in Christ Self and those we meet today can act in this world of form towards us and towards them. It's 100% light to learning experience of being more, our divine self daily. Thank you for the abundance and the victory and the ease and grace and perception discernment to fulfill the divine plan as it is laid out at our feet this day for all of our listeners, for all light bearers on planet Earth, and that all souls may be light bearers once again. We call together the mighty Tube of Light call. I will give it once. We'll pass it over to Sarah and then back over to you, Jewel, for the third one. If you want to continue that, we could go after that or we could seal it out then. All right, together. Mighty I Am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven, descend and fill my being, my auric field with a mighty, brilliant, white, O void shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I Am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I Am presence, I am whole.
Almighty I am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white ovoid shield. Into my field blows violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merged with powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Cube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I am presence, I am whole.
Oh, mighty I am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, a flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Cube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I am presence, I am whole. And the closing coda together, let God be, let God's will crystallize now. Let's say that together. Let God be, let God's will crystallize now. Beautiful. Now we have our cube of light. We can ready to make some calls and move into our Lord's Prayer. Jason, I'm going to ask you to do the Lord's Prayer, if you could, if you have your book there. And Rhonda to do the Hail Mary, and Kian to do the Christitude affirmations, please.
So is the Lord's Prayer also in the paper books?
Yes.
Because my little phone is so small, it's hard to read. Where is the beginning? Okay.
From the beginning.
Can you tell me which page it is on?
Well, actually, let's switch Kian to do the Lord's Prayer, and it's near the front of the book, and then we'll have Rhonda do the Hail Mary. Actually, we'll have you light the candle. How about that? So, Kian, let's have you do the Lord's Prayer, Rhonda do the Hail Mary, and Miles do the affirmations, and we'll come back to Jason. Sorry, it's finding stuff. You can light the candle with three ohms and bring in your Om Namah Shivaya, okay?
Righto.
Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be thy name. We honor your presence, the I am within us. In oneness with you, we vow to be your kingdom come and your will being done. Give us today the needs of the hour, and forgive us as we forgive all life. Lead us away from the snares of the human ego, and deliver us from any sense of separation from you. We accept that the earth is the kingdom of your power and glory, as above, so below. Amen.
Hail Mary, woman of grace, the Lord is with us through you. Blessed art we for your love and the love of your Son, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, guide our souls now and at the hour of our victorious ascension in the light.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the open door which no man can shut. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the light of the world. I am come that all might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I and my Father, Mother are one. Jason.
If you can light our candle for us with three ohms, Jason, and just call in the light into the service. Maybe you're on mute right now.
Yes, I am off mute. Thank you. And so from the infinite flame of the Christ within our hearts, we will present manifest in physical form, a flame of our candle lighting, three ohms. Om. let there be light. And so it is. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you, Jason. Beautiful. The candle's lit. And now we're going to move into the booklet. And we're going to make a little opening call, opening the invocation for the service. I'm going to do that from here. So at the beginning of the booklet, if you can open up the booklet, page 2, opening invocations. Good to give it together, even if you're not leading it, to give it so this service opens. Consider it like a rosary. So together, in the name I am that I am, we invoke the light of God. We call to the heart of Alpha and Omega, Helios and Vesta, and to all great beings of the cosmic hierarchy of life, light. We call to the flame of unity and oneness in the heart of God and in the heart of each and every one light bearer on planet Earth and throughout the cosmos. Come forth, O mighty flame of oneness. Consume all that is less than 100% of the light in our consciousness, being, and world. Come, O legions of violet flame, blaze forth your light to transmute and transform our worlds into the glorious light of God reality. Through our oneness with God within, we are one with each other, and we stand as the one mystical body of God on earth, entering the radiant golden age, Satya Yuga, of Aquarius. Let God be magnified. Let this call be sealed in the limitless light of God that never fails to be. Victory, victory, victory. And before we move into our invocation to Archangel Michael, now that we have everyone here, I was listening to a teacher yesterday of the yogic tradition, and it was really inspiring. I sent it to most of you. And he really talked about all of the coming back into oneness for all of the separation that we're seeing through the religions, through the past, through the political split, through the human ego coming to under Shiva's foot. He really talked about Shiva being in the yogic tradition, underneath Shiva's foot, that forgetfulness, that one, that little imp, he called him, is turning its face back up to the oneness and letting itself be transformed. And we are seeing now the emanations of Kali Yuga, which is really the time of the ego, the darkness, the age of darkness, where we got to play with our this and that and over there and over here. We got to play with our world of opposites, our malas, our unworthiness, our fears of losing, our karma of wanting to be better than. We got to play with all of that for quite some time, and we really got to see where that game took us. We got to see the ones that prefer to have power over love, the ones that prefer to be better than others rather than care about others. We really got to see it in ourselves as well. We got to see our own selfishness, our own ambitions, our own fears, our own attachments. We got to all live out this beautiful story at this time in Kali Yuga. Who knows how long it was? I'm not really a philosopher to tell you that. But we know that it is definitely coming to that very interesting end. And his speech was so good in terms of Shiva coming back to that oneness, that ineffable, unknowable oneness of God that some of us have touched in our meditations, that bliss and consciousness, nothingness, and also everythingness, that we all will come back in our own ways. People will choose their own ways to that, and everything will be scooped up and cleaned up. And so remember that these calls today are we're the cleanup crew, we're the ascension crew. So however we're feeling about the way it's going on the outer, remember to look within for what's really happening in the fire of yoga, as we call it, the fire. As we go into the call to Archangel Michael, consider as you make this call personally, and if you're joining and listening, what does it mean to be purged in the sacred fire? Does that mean I get to hang on to a few things, a yes but, and yes and I get to have my little back door escape hatch, but do I have to shavasana? Do I have to surrender everything? If I want the oneness, I have to surrender it all, surrender it all. So let's move into the oneness with that idea that everything is coming back, that everybody, as they told me in the jungle in 2010, everything's going to be okay. And I remember hearing that once. And, yes, it doesn't look like it's okay right now. It looks like it's a big battle. And, yes, we are at that point. But everything is going to come back to its oneness. So let's bring that into this service today. Michael, I'm going to give you the invocation to Archangel Michael and move into the call to Archangel Michael to really help with the cleanup, to help bring Kali Yuga to an end, and to move into this beautiful golden age. If some of us can only see a glimpse of it right now, we cannot lift our head even from that bowing position. But lift your eyes up and look ahead and keep your head up and your eyes forward, and you will see that we are moving forward fearlessly. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Joel. And we're going to move into the invocation to Archangel Michael, whom without your service, beloved Archangel Michael, there would be no golden age. And yet it takes all of us to do our part. So thank you so much for the spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and etheric protection that is required for the children of this planet to be prepared to move into their own golden age on Freedom Star coming soon, help humanity pass their initiations, and tune in very deeply to the Christ self, the Christ consciousness within all life as we go through this momentary time in space where there seems to be a rudderless or compassless trajectory for many souls that do not know that this is about to take place, that we are about to awaken to our divine nature, that there is going to be a great awakening to God within, and yet it is happening. So as we go through this process, please protect each and every one to be guided back to their God self, regardless of what needs to take place in the meantime, that it's always used by God, for God, in God, and of God, to awaken God within and awaken the soul to its divine mission, its beautiful gifts and talents with God within itself. We are so grateful as we call together the invocation to Archangel Michael. In the name of the light of God that never fails, Archangel Michael, come forth with your legions. Blaze forth the white fire and blue lightning to bind and conquer all that opposes our oneness with God within and our unity with each other. By the great love flame of your heart, let the will of God go forth in the illumined action of wisdom to be the perfect God protection of the Christ consciousness, aborning in the womb of the Divine Mother. Let your fire be our fire. Let your sword be our sword. And through our oneness with your great heart, let us be Archangel Michael in embodiment as I give this call. Now, we'll give the call to Archangel Michael. In the name I am that I am, beloved Archangel Michael, mighty Hercules, beloved Lanello, Master Moore, and angels of the blue lightning ray, holy Christ, selves of all mankind, we decree for the protection of the plan of ascension now, and all of its members, and are cutting free from all discord and the light, so we decree for a specific dispensation today for whatever parts of us that are maybe outside of the will of God, that are outside the God victorious fulfillment of our divine plan. Help us see those parts, retrieve those parts, bring them back into the center point. Gautama Buddha, show us how to be Chila's students of the middle way. And we call for truly middle way kind of attitudes in the most challenging moments of our human experience, where in the past we may have sort of lost our ability to stay centered, and we may have felt certain emotions that drew us into perhaps a time of not being centered. And yet today we help to remember how to breathe, how to bring in the sacred breath into our heart in those most challenging existent moments, and knowing they are temporary, knowing this is an ascension now, this is a golden age. It has already begun in 2012 in the etheric realm, and it's cycling its way through into the physical. The synchronicities prove it. The friendships prove it. The love that God is in our lives today proves it. So help us live in that golden age. There are so many great things coming, and protect all those Chilas who need it the most, who have some fear, doubt, or worry. Let it be gone today together. I'm going to just make a personal prayer. If you have any personal prayers, just give you about 15 seconds opportunity to do those personal prayers now. Christ protection for your loved ones. Call together. Lord Michael's sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection, ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow, the Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. As will our motto and our guide to heaven's gates, our soul does glide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword. Blaze you me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred pyre. I am pure action in God's name, I am the light of freedom's flame. I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection. Over to Kian and then Miles.
Lord Michael, sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection, ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow. The Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn, God's will, our motto, and our guide, heaven's gate, our soul does glide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword, blaze me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred pyre. I am pure action in God's name, I am the light of freedom's flame, I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection.
Lord Michael, sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusion, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection, ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusion, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow. The Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusion, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will, our motto, and our guide, to heaven's gate, our soul does guide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle around us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusion, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword, blaze through me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred fire. I am pure action in God's name, I am the light of freedom's flame, I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection. Jewel?
We accept this prayer manifesting full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, especially those who need our help right now, and raise all into ascension's light, especially the children. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory's mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And then our sister Sarah, if you could make that call to the violet flame for the transmutation on the next page, and I'll come back to me for a song.
Beautiful. I would be honored. Together, violet flame call for the transmutation of all that opposes our oneness with our own divine self. In the name I am that I am, beloved violet flame, we welcome you in our heart. Enter now the holy of holies of our being. Fill the heart chakra
enfold our beloved threefold flame with your radiance of transformation and transmutation. As we are sealed now in deep meditation within the fire of the heart, penetrate our four lower bodies, our entire consciousness, being, and world, and transmute all that prevents us from being one with our beloved Holy Christ self and our mighty I Am presence. Transmute all illusions of separation and division, all selfishness of human ego, all pride and all love that separates us, and any anti-love that separates us from the great source of life within our own being. Let God be magnified.
Amen. Thank you. And I'm just going to offer this hymn that I discovered on Easter Sunday last week. I've been digging into a few hymns that came from the Christian tradition. And, you know, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, even though there were some issues there. There's a beautiful hymn by Judson Deventer. He came from Michigan, and he wrote this in the 1800s. It's called I Surrender All. I just felt it was needing to be offered today, given that to move into the oneness, we really do have to surrender our attachments and separations and opinions and all of that stuff that we've gathered along the way to protect us or be programmed, and to have opinions on one side or the other. So here's our I Surrender All. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. Oh, I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior wholly Thine, may Thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know Thy power divine, I surrender all. Surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to You. Fill me with Your love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. Take a deep breath in, and a long breath out. If anything, we can surrender today to these beautiful decrees as we move to the violet flame of all those parts of us that have had attachments, ego, pride. Pride being the greatest one before the fall. Pride, do we see so much pride in the world right now? So much pride that's hurting ourselves and also hurting others. The anti-love that separates us from each other. In the age of Pisces, the separation of the Pisces, the two fish moving in two directions, coming together now, swimming upstream, taking the road less traveled, taking the narrow path, not the wide path of ease and instant gratification, but taking that narrow path that is very, very difficult. Not just the middle way, that's a different teaching. This is the narrow path, the road less traveled, pushing against the mass consciousness and really letting go of those parts of us that have been part of that, forgiving ourselves for being deluded and not really understanding what was going on in the background and also forgetting who we really are. So moving into the violet flame and offering all those that we want to surrender today into the violet flame decree. Beloved Jason, if you're still here, maybe you could open this up and give some violet flame. I know you love to give some violet flame. So why don't you give those three times yourself so you can get some good decrees in before your family come?
Okay, thank you. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings, hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all areas of darkness and all lack of understanding of the truth and all confusion around sovereignty of the physical body. Therefore, we decree, we invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be, violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling souls at night, lifting us from all fear. Ascension is so near. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling souls dark night, lifting us from all fear. Ascension is so near. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling souls at night, lifting us from all fear. Ascension is so near. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality.
Excellent. Thank you. I am a being of vile fire. We all the purity God desires. We are a being of vile fire. We all the purity God desires. Our bodies are being of vile fire. Our bodies are the purity God desires. Our minds are being of vile fire. Our minds are the purity God desires. Our souls are being of vile fire. Our souls are purity God desires. Our emotional bodies are the being of vile fire. Our emotional bodies are the purity God desires. Our divine rights in the whole world in America are a being of vile fire. Our divine rights are the purity God desires. Om Namah Shivaya. Moving on to the Violet Flame call for the transmutation that all opposes the oneness of twin flames. Miles, could you please give that invocation if you're able to on page 6, and we will move into the twin flame decree by Guru Ma.
Okay. This is the Violet Flame call for the transmutation of all that opposes the oneness of twin flames. O flame of oneness and the great source of all life, we are your light. O mighty white fire core of creation, we are your children. Twin flames emanating from the one fiery center of being, one and inseparable in the beginning, we were separated by our own human creation. Now as we are becoming one again with our original divine essence, we call for the restoration of our oneness with our beloved, not on the outer but through the oneness with God within. Come, O violet flame, go into those very points in time and space where the seeds of our separation were sown, and let the very cause and core of this separation be transmuted now. Come, O flame of forgiveness, transmute all negative energies that caused us to turn away from each other. Let the magnificent sphere of our oneness be restored now by the joyous action of the singing of violet flame. Let God be magnified.
Thank you. And Rhonda, would you like to open up this decree, please, and pass it around to two other people?
Okay. Together, in the name I am that I am, Saint Germain Portia, my dear Taurus Amritas, Kuan Yin and all Cosmic Beings and Hierarchs, as a violet flame of freedom, I decree for the coming together of twin flames throughout this planetary body, wherever they are, to work through whatever issues they have separating them and to be able to let go of the hurt and pain from past lives and reach out to each other and become one in oneness and unity with themselves and with their higher I Am Present selves together. O violet light, free my twin flame, eradicate past hurt and pain. Release him from all karmic debts, set free from guilt and all regret. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise my twin flame, set him free, awaken true reality. O violet flame, we do adore the love that makes our souls to soar. With heart I make the soul vow, beloved twin flame, set free now. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise my twin flame, set him free, awaken true reality. O violet ray, transcend all space, of separation now replaced. With harmony and love and light, communion is my soul's delight. Violet going, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise my twin flame, setting free, awaken to reality. My twin flame is a being of violet fire, my twin flame is the purity God desires. Jill, I'll let you go on the next person.
Over to you, Kian, and you can call on the next person.
O violet light, free my twin flame, eradicate past hurt and pain, release her from all karmic debt, set free from guilt and all regret. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set her free, awaken to reality. O violet flame, we do adore the love that makes our souls to soar. With heart I make this holy vow, beloved twin flame, set free now. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set her free, awaken to reality. O violet ray, transmute all space of separation, now replaced with harmony and love and light. Communion is my soul's delight. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set her free, awaken true reality. My twin flame is a being of violet fire, my twin flame is the purity God desires. My twin flame is a being of violet fire, my twin flame is the purity God desires. My twin flame is a being of violet fire, my twin flame is the purity God desires. Sarah.
Together. Oh, violet light, free my twin flame, eradicate past hurt and pain, release him from all karmic debt, set free from all guilt and regret. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set him free, awaken true reality. Oh, violet flame, we do adore the love that makes our souls to soar. With heart I make this holy vow, beloved twin flame, set free now. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set him free, awaken true reality. Oh, violet ray, transmute all space of separation, now replace with harmony and love and light. Communion is my soul's delight. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise my twin flame, set him free, awaken true reality. My twin flame is being a violet fire, my twin flame is the purity God desires. My twin flame is being a violet fire, my twin flame is purity God desires. My twin flame is a being of violet fire. My twin flame is the purity God desires. We accept this prayer, manifest in full power right here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and infuse all with the rose flame of love. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God fills all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Om Namah Shivaya. In the name I am that I am, I do want to make a prayer for a good friend of mine named Andy Varbel, who asked for prayers for his health. He's undergoing healing. So prayer for Andy, may his body heal. And a prayer for all who are undergoing healing. Prayer for their caregivers and their healers, and may all of God's light and love come through in healing for our bodies, minds, spirits, for all beings on Freedom Star. Om Namah Shivaya.
Aho, and beloved healing to all of our bodies and all of our minds and all of our spirits that are definitely healing on many dimensions as well as the physical. Physical being the karma that comes through maybe from the cause and core of some of these injuries that we or ailments that we've had. So really asking the violet flame to clear up that karma that people have taken on in the body of different ailments and diseases, and most especially the current so-called coronavirus that is supposedly are going around the planet, and more importantly, the so-called vaccination and the shot that is supposed to help, but is definitely possibly part of the problem here. Michael, I'm going to have you do the Violet Flame Decree. Next page, please.
Okay, so this is a bit of an older style. The Violet Flame is how it originally came through. Let's roll with it for today and just kind of really get to know this Violet Flame as it originally came through from the ether, from Saint Germain. In the name I am that I am, I'm in Mount Shasta right now. I have a great vision of the mountain. So calling in that beautiful Mount Shasta, all the mountain divine being presences, Isis and Osiris retreat right here above Temple Butte I'm looking at right now. And all that beautiful sacred energy from Saint Germain physiologically appearing in the world of form on this mountain that I'm looking at right now. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now I claim. With love I now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom from all strife. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from, lifting us from fear, ascension is so near. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife.
violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality, we invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting us from fear, ascension now is here, violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Beloved Mount Shasta, and America is a being of violet fire. Beloved Mount Shasta, and America is a purity God desires. Freedom Star is a being of violet fire. Freedom Star is a purity God desires. The mRNA vaccination consciousness is totally purified, sanctified, and removed from this planet once and for all within God's will. We are so grateful for the awakening of the divine DNA, great awakening of the Christ self within, divine direction, ease, and grace for discernment, and beautiful knowingness every step of the way. It is done. Amen. All right. Over to you, Joel.
Thank you. So we have a beautiful hymn coming up that Jason received last summer on the mountain. We're going to move into Micah, oneness, my favorite decree for sure, and our beloved puppy who passed away. And now we have Kimba, our little baby lion here. But Micah, you'll never be forgotten. You were named after a great being of light, and your sacrifice with the vaccinations for dogs as well that are very harmful and surely did contribute to his short life. Thank you, Kimba, for being here and bringing Micah's spirit through. We are sorry that you only had 10 weeks of life, and we're enjoying our little baby lion here who's over 3 months now and shaping up into quite a little character. So together into Micah, the son of Archangel Michael, and faith, bringing us into that oneness from the separation consciousness together. Violet flame call to Micah for the transmutation of all that opposes the unity of light bearers on planet Earth. Beloved Micah, angel of unity, we bow to your flame. We, the children of light, know each other by the radiance of the heart flame, which is one in all. Through our oneness with our own God flame in the heart, we come into unity with each other as a mystical body of God on Earth, a great antikarana of light, enfolding the planet in the glistening light of divine glory. Beloved Micah, come with you, legions now, and direct the violet flame into the very cause and core of division within the body of God on Earth. Let the violet flame transmute all that is less than our oneness with God within and our unity with our brothers and sisters throughout the planet. Let there be a transmutation of all momentums of criticism, mild dislike, envy, and any points of separation in our consciousness. Let the body of light bearers on earth be one in the light of the heart. Let God be magnified. Let God be magnified. Let God be magnified. In the name I Am That I Am, we call to the beloved angel of unity, Micah, to bless all in ascension now and all who are followers of the way with the flame of oneness and harmony, to remove any blocks to this oneness and raise us into that ascension's light. And we call for all those parts of us that have taken different paths and many roads up the mountain to understand that in the other is the reflection of the many, and in the many is the reflection of the one. And to know that when someone speaks truth or someone speaks untruth to us, that we have that discernment and that we understand it is that person's opinion, it's that person's experience, and to not bring any malcontent or intrigue and discussion behind their back, but to really not cause any more separation between each other, to really honor each person's decision, including those who are choosing the wide path of this vaccination, this shot that they're thinking will bring them to freedom. And beloved Lord Jesus, please come into their hearts now. There are 1 in 5 in America. Come into the hearts of those 4 in the 1 in 5, out of the 5, of those who can make a different choice. Take the narrow path and take the road less traveled to the real unity with their Christ self, to have nothing take over their pineal gland and their connection to spirit, and to really wake up from within. We know we cannot shake them awake. We know that we can only raise the alarm and send out the truth and keep putting that truth out every day, that it will penetrate into their souls. Amen. And to all those who are suffering in the body and have lost their faith. Mike, I am, beloved angel of unity. Mike, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am, united in the endless sea. Mike, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am, united by that penetrating flame. Mike, I am, united in the I am name. We are unified by that flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, comfort and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness penetrate deep within my soul. Envelop me in loving kindness, all in one, the final goal. Passing it to Sarah and then over to Miles.
Okay, together. I have to jog back and forth with my phone, but okay, got it. Together, Mike, I am, beloved angel of unity. Mike, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am, united in the endless sea. Mike, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am, united by thy penetrating flame. Mike, I am, united in the I am name. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness, penetrate deep within my soul, envelop me in loving kindness, all in one, the final goal.
Mike, I am, beloved angel of unity. Mike, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am. United in the endless sea, Mike, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Mike, I am, united by the penetrating flame. Mike, I am, united in the I am name. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness, penetrate deep within my soul, envelop me in loving kindness, all in one, the final goal. Would you like me to feel that? Or?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, together. We accept this prayer, manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into the flame of oneness and harmony. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Thank you. And Kian, could you give the three violet flames, and we'll give Jason time to get ready to give his hymn right after that to Saint Germain.
Together. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to thee, violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife, violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting us from fear, ascension is so near. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting us from fear, ascension is so near. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be, violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet glow to help our people know the reality of life and freedom from all strife, violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. We invoke the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting us from fear, ascension is so near, violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I'm a being of violet fire, I'm the purity God desires, I'm a being of violet fire, I'm the purity God desires, I'm a being of violet fire, I'm the purity God desires, I'm a being of violet fire, I'm the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I'm the purity God desires. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here now throughout the planet to buzz all souls of light. Transmute all areas of darkness and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Very good. And Jason, are you ready to give your hymn to the violet flame?
Yes. And let me just make sure my guitar is tuned, and we'll see how the guitar comes through here. Not quite sure how well it comes through the microphone of this little phone.
It sounds good. Sounds good. And this was received in August on Mount Shasta.
Yes. Up the trail that goes from the top over to Squaw, or whatever it's called these days over there, where you go over that pass and then hiking up from there. So really quite high on the mountain. Let's see which key we want to do.
Oh,
I was kind of blown away. He took a look. I said, go and take a walk while I organize the camp. And he came back and said, Saint Germain appeared to me and gave me this hymn for you. And I was like, wow. So, and then Michael and I bought a house up here. So thank you, Jason, for more than one help on that particular visit. And I'm going to, we're going to move into Bless the Earth with Violet Light. And first, I'm just going to read something from Saint Germain, the I Am Discourses. We are reading up here a lot, definitely empowered to read the books a little bit more up here. And just take this into your heart as you make these calls today. You are part of the people of the nation. Therefore, you are part of the authority of this nation. If you demand that your being and world be cut free from all human authority, then a certain proportion of your nature is cut free from that human authority because you are that proportion. Demand this for yourselves and then for your nation. You must do something in outer command to break the acceptance and the compliance, which is centuries old by mankind, that because forces become destructive, that they are the authority over those who are not destructive. The sinister force is so afraid of anyone who acknowledges the authority of God and is immovable in that stand. I am determined for one to work with everything, and I know how to do, I'll do that again, it's old language, and I am determined for one to work with everything I know how to do until the younger generation are cut free from the hypnotic destruction of the forces that are seeking to destroy them and enslave them, and I may add, demoralize. When you demand that your being and will be cut free from all human authority, you will find habits that you wanted to get rid of, but don't seem too easy to break, will all of a sudden give way, and you will know a freedom that you've never known in this embodiment. Now you have more freedom than any other group of people on earth tonight, but you may just as well have more. There is no law in the universe that ever enslaved mankind by divine authority. Divine authority sets free. If you want freedom, then you've got to demand that that human authority be blasted and annihilated and prevented and destroyed by Shiva. Because human authority enslaves and binds people to limitation, while divine authority is the freeing power. When you decree alone for yourselves, it goes out like a ripple in a pool of water and will travel on and pass through others. And wherever it goes, it will help cut them free from human authority. And I shall stand and watch for this opportunity because of certain responsibilities which I have taken to help guard America, some of the activities that must be sustained into the future. And those activities concern the younger generation, the children. I want you free. I want you to gain your freedom by your own conscious use of the law, by predetermined choice and command, and the use of our consciousness, in addition to the power of your own life flame, your own blessed I Am presence. And that's beloved Saint Germain, the I Am Discourses. So as we go into Bless the Earth with Violet Light, not do we only call for this nation to be free from the tyranny of the human desire and ego for power and beyond the human desire, maybe other energies beyond human, but we really send these ripples of the pool all the way out through the earth. We are one on this earth now. This disaster, this catastrophe, this machinations of the elites have brought us together. There is no more not in my backyard, NIMBY. There's no more, oh, it's happening over there. I don't need to notice it. It is happening, and we are all in this together now. And so let's make this Bless the Earth with Violet Light for the whole of Freedom Star, for all of humanity, and especially those who are under extreme tyranny, who are being tortured and kept against their will in parts of the earth and being controlled in even more than we are. As Saint Germain said, we have more freedom in America than other places. So let's send love and light into those places that have fallen so hard to the human authority. And Michael, I'll have you make the prayer and pass it around.
Well, I'm standing on the beautiful earth right now, Freedom Star, and just grateful to be in embodiment with you all and all of our listeners who are in your heart right now, and thanking God for this opportunity to decree and bring light into the world and be part of the solution to the human conundrum. And I really appreciate that reading. It's really about, to me, it was about realizing that God in us, God, the I am is the authority in all. Wow. All right, so let's move into this Bless the Earth with Violet Light. Also bringing their elemental friends to cream with us here today a little bit, getting to know nature a little bit today, seeing their allies and also forgotten allies, fire, earth, air, and water elementals, often underappreciated, not just the physical form, but the actual beings in their actual dimension of consciousness that actually exist and actually have families and actually have a reason for being and have taken on a lot of humanity's karma in the past. And now we're here to set them free through the violet flame and this decree together. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of the hardness of the human mindset that says separation is real and that says that science says separation is real, when in reality, quantum physics and science says we are all one. God is one. The I am is within. We're so grateful for this victorious self to bless the earth and all mankind, especially right now, all those who search for freedom in their hearts. Let them have that freedom. Let them be protected in that freedom in all the various sides of their consciousness. And nothing can interfere with those who choose freedom and choose life and choose God first within themselves and higher power together. Protect the children of the earth together. Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle. Violet girth transformers, karma purify, the emotional bout now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle reams of violet light blaze forth from cosmic beings of light. Transmute the cause and core of fear, holding your arms, although so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray. Stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet shattering fire, blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Bring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page, ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Bring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. And this one's a good one. Let's give it four times. Pass that over to you. Kian, then Sarah, then Miles.
Together. Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet girth transformers, karmas purify, the emotional belt now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle reams of violet light, blaze forth from cosmic beings of light, transmute the cause and core of fear, hold in your arms all those so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the earth with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the earth with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet shattering fire blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth, the miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page, ascend the earth to golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the ocean with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light.
Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet girth, transformers, karma purify, the emotional belt now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle reams of violet light blaze forth from cosmic beings of light. Transmute the cosmic core of fear, hold in your arms all those so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans of violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet shattering fire, blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans of violet blue, shower the seas of the purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page. Ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas of the purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light.
Saint Germain, infuse the earth with a mighty miracle, violet girth, transformers, karma, purify the emotional belt, now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle reams of violet light, blaze forth from cosmic beings of light. Transmute the cause and core of fear, hold in your arms of those so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray, stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet lightning fire, blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page. Ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas with a purple hue. Saturate the earth with violet light and mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light and mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light and mighty violet ray of light. And the ceiling. We accept this prayer manifest in full power or here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Almighty we are indeed. Remembering those words, when we make the call, we have authority. And while we have authority, and we have great authority, Saint Germain would like us to have more authority, to step up into a real I am presence. And it's not false humility. It's not, oh, I'm just a little person. I don't need to pretend to be this bigger person. That is the other side of the ego, saying that I'm not really this greatness. Who am I, greatness? Who am I to play small? That is the ego. There's many tracks that the ego can take us down, traps and snares. And saying that we are not this and we are just people under a human authority, that we cannot stand up to these machinations of the human authority of many, 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 many millennia. And to say that I am greater than or less than is the ego. So as we center ourselves in this beautiful heart in the booklet, if you're looking, that beautiful pink heart emanating out, take a few deep breaths into that I am within the heart where all things are unified in the threefold flame. All people are equal in that place. The heart is the hub of all sacred places. Breathe there, go there, and roam, investigate, explore the heart. No one can take that part of us. No one can manipulate that part of us. No one can recreate that part of us. It's a laughable joke, really, to think that any force could imagine creating what the almighty Alpha and Omega God, all it is, has created, all the way to that empty space in the center of the heart that leads us through the portal to that open oneness, to that nothingness and everythingness, that pulsating blue, pink, violet, golden, pure white, purple, all the rays of victory, leading all the way back and reclaiming our crown corona, our crown chakra, our seventh chakra outside of the body, recreating that connection to our I am presence, to our individual relationship with that, honoring namaste, Om Namah Shivaya, to all the paths, to all of the virtues, to all of the paths of discipline, to yoga, to the Christic paths that have been of the light, to the ascended master paths, to the medicine paths, to the healing paths, to the many, many roads up the mountain, all ascending to the same summit and all descending to the same roots on earth. Brothers and sisters of the earth, not really. Where do we come from? The celestial realms. Take dominion. There's a reason why machines that cheated were called dominion. Take dominion. Take dominion of our own life, our own life force, our own country, our own community, our own truth, our throat chakras. Taking dominion, speaking up where we can every day, not in separation consciousness, in duality, and arguing, but speaking up when you see the light in the eyes of a person who is on the precipice of waking up, who wants to know more, but they just don't know where to look. You can see it. You get those little clues that that person wants to go further into the conversation. And then you get the barriers and you meet the Ganesha obstacles and Maitreya and the initiations. And you realize, oh, I better just leave it at that before I do any harm. But right now I'm going to leave them with something to think about, because I can see the light in their eyes and I can see that part of them that is desperate to wake up, really does want some words of truth, a place to go, to find some sanctuary in this collapsing human authority world as we move into surrendering all. Surrendering. What does that mean? How does that feel? Is that scary? Is it really terrifying to let go? Those who have passed on understand it maybe a little bit more than we do here. So let's take that deep breath as if it was our last. The final breath, Shavasana. The practice for the true surrender into back into the divine, not into death, but into rebirth. Letting go of all that does not serve us to go that next level up. And we send forth this light, this consciousness, these prayers into all of those below the 48th level of consciousness, if you study certain books, that have not yet awakened and yet really do, and something has happened in their life to wake them up and they're finally looking. And we send those ripples across the world. We are with you. We'll never leave you. We will never turn our backs, as Jesus did for us and so many divine beings. Thank you, Jesus, for taking that rough path that you knew you had to take. Thank you for taking it willingly and doing it to show us the way. Thank you for that difficulty that you went through to show us how to surrender. Om Namah Shivaya. Breathe out everything that isn't oneness and breathe in. Everything is the truth. To all that is, and so it is. Hari Om, Tat Sat, done in the name of truth. Thank you, brothers and sisters of the light and Holy Christ selves of all mankind who came here a long time ago to fall through the portals of consciousness and raise this planet up. What an adventure. A couple of million years. Yay. Just a blink of an eye in the time of God. But here we are. So if you ever think that the day is dragging, just think about the time it's taken to illuminate our beautiful Freedom Star. Let's just go around the studio before we close the service and any last words or sharings that we would like to give. We'll start with Kian.
Just my tremendous gratitude for the power of this work and the dedication of this team, day in and day out, staying true to ourselves. It's really nice to have the support in my life and seeing the results and the power of the sacred work and praying in the way that we do continues to illuminate and astound. So let's keep up the good work. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you, brother, and thank you for doing the hard, dirty work behind the scenes there with Michael. I won't name it too much, but you do some really powerful blue flame calls. It's not for everybody, and I really appreciate the work that you guys do. Thank you for doing that weekly. Over to you, Rhonda Stalwart, and definitely hangs in there with the tough work. Rhonda.
What would you like me to do, lead and bless the earth?
Any last sharing? We're at the last part of just sharing.
Oh. We're sharing. Sorry, I got interrupted by the girls for a minute. Well, I'm just enjoy the violet flame, and I'm glad we have it. And the beautiful little song there came off of Mount Shasta, the mountain that certainly inspires guys. It's like she's a living entity, that mountain. And the violet flame is very strong up there. I've taken pictures where it's shown up in the meadows, especially Panther Meadows. And it's just wonderful to be a part of sending that violet flame out into the planet.
Thank you, Rhonda. And thank you for your contribution over the years and many of these decrees that have come through you. So thank you for your dedication with Summit Lighthouse and all the different paths that you've taken to arrive here and keep hanging in there with no matter what. They're really inspiring. Over to you, Mr. Miles Katumi, over at the market there in the Holy Cross, Santa Cruz.
Hey, God bless family, team. What a beautiful service. Thanks for our team. Yeah, what a good, like, little tight, real, just harmonious and unified America. Got it all covered from California to Central America and then on the East Coast. Really nice prayers, powerful service, given the oneness and harmony. What a beautiful experience to feel harmonious and at one with each other and all life. So keep up the good, positive forza and spring rebirth energies and much love and gratitude for this great service today. Thanks so much for the leadership in all. I hope. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you, Miles. God bless and much healing to your hands. I hope it's coming along as a true artist you are. And over to Jason in God Victorious Berkeley. Let's claim the victory for Berkeley. Thank you for holding space there.
Victory for Berkeley. And the violet flame is needed here as much as anywhere, and I really appreciate the good dose of violet flame this morning. I'm feeling the presence of Saint Germain, and very grateful also for the presence and participation in this conscious community. So thank you. And continuing with the contemplation and the transformation and the study of the story of Jesus Christ on earth, as Holy Week was last week for me, and just getting in touch with Jesus, the radical activist. And so following Jesus is a very, very, very strong path. So much love and gratitude for your support on this path, and for you in kind as well. And forth into the day, speaking the truth, because it is the truth, and because you know it is the truth, and because you can speak, therefore you shall speak the truth, and show the truth until you become the living proof. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for your dedication to the path of Christ and also to the path of yoga and to Maestri Arnao, embodiment of the Christ and the amazing divine energy and healing and presence in the crucero that he has brought on the Santa Misa for those who are passing over, the holy masses that we're giving to those who definitely need our help, especially if they pass from this injection. They do need some help. Thank you for carrying that cross down there. I know we just moved up from there, and we appreciate you down there. Beloved Sarah, over in Massachusetts.
Peace, aloha. Om Namah Shivaya. Love is the key. Help us to be. Love is the key. Help us to be. Thank you, beloved Lady Master Nada. Thank you for being here, for being everywhere. Thank you for your retreat in Massachusetts and in the beautiful forest right now behind my mom's house. I'm just so blessed to walk through this beautiful forest, my hand on the ground right now, and in the name I am that I am, a special prayer for Massachusetts and for all of Freedom Star. And a special prayer and blessing and gratitude for my mom, Kathleen, my dad, Peter, and my brother, Tristan, for all of our families. I do call for family union and family reunions and families to be together in harmony, and for all of us to recognize we are all one human family, and may all be seen as members that they are of this family, no strangers in this land. And thank you so much for this service. Just a beautiful, gentle, and yet powerful service. I receive so much love in this. Thank you all. Ascension now. Thank you for gathering in service. Thank you, Jewel, for beloved leadership in this service. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
God bless, beloved East Coast, and especially blessings to New York. It's being hit pretty hard, my old town of 8.5 years. It would be a pretty tough place. I know there are plenty of people living there, and they're making the best of it, but definitely being hit pretty hard by this whole thing. So God bless the whole of the East Coast, the Eastern Seaboard, and all the way down to Washington, D.C., which needs a more violet flame than you can imagine it probably in your whole life. Om Namah Shivaya to that. We will leave that to the powers that can handle that, way above my pay grade, but we do make the calls daily to clean up the mess of this false and fallen government of human authority that thinks that it can put itself above God and take God out of the Constitution of America. Om Namah Shivaya to that. We reclaim with full authority that this is God's country. The I Am race and the future of the Golden Age begins here, not because we are better, but because we have taken that mantle to be the leaders of this ascension, and to what happens here is being watched around the world. So bear that in mind. You have decided to incarnate here. It is not better than or less than. The world is watching and the universe is watching. So everything we do today, every thought, watching our thoughts, watching our minds, watching our emotions, watching the words that we put out there. And if we do gossip about someone, just send it to the violet flame and apologize immediately and ask for forgiveness. And the Lord Jesus Christ, and to those false and fallen religious leaders who are even using the name of Christ to say that Christ would have forced you or encouraged you to get this shot, please send some truth into those congregations who are being misled by even their own grandmothers who are pushing them into these decisions. God bless all those who are feeling coerced and pushed into taking an action that could be the worst decision they've ever made in their life for impossible life streams. Om Namah Shivaya, over to you, Michael. Any last words?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. What a great family gathering, and just loving what's being co-created here. And I know that in family, spiritual family, it involves doing the work. And I know everybody here is doing the work, and that's why we're here. So thanks for that. And for all the spiritual families around the planet, thanks for doing the work. Julie said it takes more of violet flame than we can imagine. We'll do the multiplication factors, which are definitely mind-boggling, but they will multiply all the light from today's service into Washington, D.C., around the whole planet, around even the solar system and galaxy as the great work continues, and it certainly is a great work. I also like what you said, Jewel. No one will be left behind in the long run, and I know that's true too, until all are wholly ascended in the light and free, and free will being the number one determining factor of when and how that will take place. And we can only really choose ourselves to achieve our ascension now, but what a great journey. In Jesus' time, 2,000 years ago, there was only one, and now there are many. So thanks for being the many, the body of God below as it is above. Greater works than these we shall do. And also, there's no eye that's seen what will be seen by those who choose to be fully 100% giving their all to God and receiving all back. I so appreciate the service. I did look at Mount Shasta during a large part of the service out there in the beautiful field, and I would like to just read, actually, a short portion of a book from the I Am Discourses from St. Germain, which he released through Guy Ballard in the 1930s after he met him in Mount Shasta. And this is just about America being North, South, and Central America, the United States of America playing an important role in the healing and awakening of the Christ consciousness in all life, and the Americas, home of the newest golden age, and yet it will spread around the planet. So I thought I'd just give this reading for anyone having concerns, doubts, worries, even in the collective consciousness, just a momentary release from St. Germain here. One thing to note being that America was the home of a golden age civilization beyond human memory, and there was great wisdom here, and there was great light, and that is part of the reason it was chosen again by St. Germain, the Ascended Host, to be the home of this great golden age that has begun on inner levels. It's beginning here now as well. America. Oh, America, precious jewel in the crown, the diadem of the earth, that flower of ancient wisdom and light. Again, you shall come into the power of your full bloom in spite of all the seeming obstructions and appearances to the contrary at present. Within thy soul, O mighty America, is the strength to shake thyself free from the barnacles that have attached themselves to thee, the barnacles of selfishness and the creation of the outer activity of the mind of unawakened human beings. Shall you again come into the fullness of that light, which is your birthright? Beloved students of this radiation, no matter what the appearance seems to be in the outer activity, do not allow that appearance to find anchorage in your consciousness or the suggestions from others concerning America. Stand serene in your God-given dominion, knowing the truth, seeing America free, governed by divine love and justice. And it goes on from there. Thank you so much, St. Germain, for helping us just keep that great vision, not only for America, but for our world, knowing that it starts at home, and it goes on from there. Thanks for dominion being within us, knowing that our causal body, our I Am presence, has the dominion. And as we serve, so shall it command through us, and therefore we become one. I and my father and mother are one in the command of that light. Om Namah Shivaya. Let there be light. Thank you so much, everybody. Lovely service. Jewel, back to you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your dedication, your words, and using your voice for truth. and all the dedication that I know you have during the week and the weeks. And mentioning Easter, I had a particularly intense passage actually through the dark time of the Easter and the cross and the assassination of the Lord Christ, and, you know, always feel for that, even though it was a long time ago and he ascended, it's still an abomination to me, and it brings it back to what has been done to the saints of this planet and all of us over and over again. I deeply, deeply cried and opened my heart to Christ on Sunday and felt so deeply connected to him, so going through the dark tunnel of hopelessness and depression, however that stuff, the darkness, enfolds us and bringing us to that next level of surrender. So I really appreciate whatever level that was for me to move through. And I feel, you know, nothing, everything isn't fixed automatically. It's not all going to happen in the blink of an eye. Maybe it is. But that definitely took a little bit of process for me to be with that. And God bless the families that are having funerals and the Phillips family on Monday. And remembering that all of this work is really, all the freedom fighters that I listen to every day that keep me going and keep me in my heart, Scott Kessner, Raven, all those really good guys are out there announcing every day and pushing against this tidal wave, this catastrophe that they're trying to bring upon humanity and win a dark timeline. They will not win. And we have to keep our faith and we have to keep each other going. It is Aquarius. We need to turn to each other and sometimes go into the silence of our own heart and make it through. Nobody can fix us on the outer. And sometimes we need a little friendly support. So thank you for these services coming together. It brings us hope. It brings us faith. And this is what they fear the most, that we are gathering no matter what they try to do to separate us with the masks and the social distancing and the theater and the clown show that we're watching. So thank you, everybody, for standing up for the truth. I know I am not alone, even though I've felt alone sometimes. And I feel empowered when we come together. So thank you. And it takes a lot to get here. So thank you for that, too. So let's go to the ceiling. And we'll do that together. I'll do it here. In the name I am that I am, we call for the sealing of this service and of all the energies involved for the raising of mankind into the golden age of Aquarius, Satya Yuga, that may all be blessed with the truth and understandings of our oneness. Thank you, beloved Micah, with all of life and Mother Earth. Thank you for your great patience with us over this millennia. And with our own I Am presence within us all, we call for the multiplications of the violet flame according to all dispensations ever given, including the multiplication by 10,000 times 10,000 and by 250,000 times. Seal us in what is true and real, and prevent any energies invoked from being misused by the darkness in any way through this technology, especially any way, shape, or form. Here, O universe, I am grateful. Here, O universe, I am grateful. Here, O universe, I am grateful. It is done. It is sealed. It is finished. Can I have an amen? Om Namah Shivaya. And Jason, if you're still hanging in, if you could absorb the candle for us and send that flame back to God.
Me?
That's you. You're the man.
So the flame lives forever and forever in our hearts, and I am so grateful that all of you have an active, regular practice to attend to that consciousness. And so as it is on earth in heaven, with three domes, we will bring this light of the astral to all of the planet. Is reality. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya, indeed. Thank you. And back to the highest lights, 100% light, etheric realms and healing rooms, Kuan Yin and beloved Mother Mary, for all those who have left embodiment in a tragic way, in a difficult way, and especially those who are in captivity right now and being tortured, especially the children, special healing rooms for those that are leaving the planet in a traumatic way and any taking on the huge amounts of karma here. We are sending you love and light. We are with you. I'm sorry we can't rescue you all at once. We're working on it. We're working on it. We're working on it. Believe me. Over to you, Michael, to close us out with the divine all for one and one in all and the mighty purr, starting with the purr of the heart and coming out with that roar that will be heard around the universe and cosmos in the name I am.
Om Namah Shivaya. Only the mighty I Am presence can act here, there, and everywhere in the world of form. As we give this call, we're reunifying the body of God below as it is above, all for one and one in all. And just to meditate on those words too, all for one and one in all. What is coming through us as we give this final sealing of the service? Meditating on that today, perhaps. Thank you for the oneness, the flame of oneness, three sisters, the oneness chakra, the planet, opening up those oneness chakras in the feet as we give this call on the count of God victorious. One, two, three. All for one. One in all.
One in all.
All raise victory. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Go in oneness and look for the oneness. Om Namah Shivaya.
Happy by the place Saturday.
Aloha.